Welcome, folks. Let's get into Chapter 10, Ongoing Housekeeping Operations. First, we'll go through the objectives of the chapter. The objectives of the chapter is all the functional areas of the housekeeping department, the role of the executive housekeeper in the purchasing. Purchasing is a very important department, and housekeeping does a lot of purchasing for the hotel. Familiarization with employees' rules, regulations of the department, methods of training in new employees, and the existing housekeeping staff, and the need for inventory and stock-taking in housekeeping. Let's get first to the functional areas in housekeeping. Now, functional areas in housekeeping, apart from the functions which we in the cleaning process, the other functional areas, lost and found department, very important. Purchasing, very important aspect. First aid, flower arrangements, and laundry services, which we discussed in the last chapter also. Let's first start with purchasing. Now, purchasing is the central aspect of a housekeeping department. You have to purchase guest inventory, you have to purchase cleaning equipment, you have to purchase linen, you have to purchase linen, you have to purchase your towels, you have to purchase napkins, you have to purchase a lot of things. The housekeeping department is full of purchases. You also have to, make your formats and get them printed, triplicate sheets printed and things like that, numbers, serial numbers, all a lot of coordination which goes on with the purchase department, with the housekeeping department. What is the key of purchasing? You have to identify the source. If your source is right, your quality is right, you will get the right quality and quantity at the right price. So identification of source, which would give you the quality, quantity, price, and deliver to you on time, is something which is very important. So the source of purchase is an important aspect. Then selection criteria is crucial, the selection of the supplier, which is again a part of the source of the purchase. What is aiding the housekeeper in deciding the source? One is the knowledge which the housekeeper already has. The experience tells you, the relationships which the housekeepers build up in its various capacities with the various different vendors in various different capacities. The catalogs which tell you, advancements which you get from the internet or you get from advanced learning which you continue to learn. You have hotel suppliers directory which is available readily for people. And obviously people who come to sell you things to your hotel, they're salespersons. They'll come, they'll pitch to you, so that gives you a source. The first initial thing about any purchase is identifying need, recognizing that you have a need. The second, once you recognize that there is a need, then you prepare the specifications to fulfill the need. You could do a tendering process. You could do it by, identifying suppliers with a different thing, depending on the size of your organization, naturally, and the quantity required. Then you select a supplier. Then you order the goods or services. And then you receive the goods and services or services, whatever it is. So that's your cycle of purchase. Primary areas which housekeeper controls in purchasing. In room supplies, your laundry bags, you'll have your breakfast cards or other things which are kept in the room as, your laundry list, your breakfast card, your shoe shine, which is kept there, your shampoo, soaps, etc., all the amenities which are kept in the room. Bathroom supplies, your toiletries, is your towels, hand towels, your bathrobes, linen, bed sheets, various different sizes, your bed runners, etc. Then your tea coffee machines, your tea coffee sachets, your sugar sachets, your milk sachets, your biscuits which you're putting in. And if you're putting in branded biscuits, if you're making them in the hotel, it's a different issue. Your shower curtains which need replacement or from time to time, crockery in the room, like you have teacups which need to be replaced, glassware which you keep in the bathroom, the gargle glasses, your equipments like vacuum cleaners, trolleys, hard equipments, cleaning supplies, air fresheners, bleach, different types of cleaning products, uniforms, completely uniforms. You're either sourcing them through a particular supplier if you're buying this, or tying up with different tailors to stitch uniforms specifically for your specifications. So that's, in a nutshell, what it comes to purchasing powers of the housekeeper. And housekeeper has to work in close coordination with the purchase department to ensure that the purchases happen smoothly. The objective of a purchase is to have a quality quantity delivered on time. And if there is an after-sales purpose, like if you buy a floor scrubbing machine, so you need an after-sales purpose to it. So that is also maintained. So the supplier has to be reliable. If you don't get a good, reliable supplier, you're going to falter on all these things. And you have to constantly keep checking and talking to the supplier on this aspect. So this is what the purchasing comes into. Lost and found. Lost and found is found in every order, every shape, size of order. Guest forgets something, it's lost by the guest. Guest leaves it on a table in a restaurant, it's lost by the guest. It's found by you, by the employee of the hotel. Guest gives something for laundry, gets washed and lost by the guest. So whenever you find anything, you have to search the laundry pockets before you give it for ensure the laundry is given. Those things, items are lost and found. You have to record all those items in the register. Every effort has to be made to return it to the guest in time. If the guest is in house, it's in the laundry, yeah, you can return it immediately. If it is not in the laundry, it is found in the room, then you've got to call the guest. Front office has to get in touch, sales and marketing has to get in touch, and the item has to be ensured that it gets returned to the guest as soon as possible. So these are some of the reports of lost and found. This is Le Gong Hotel, report, where you put the item number, the serial number of the thing, the signature, who's found it, where it is found, what is the condition of the item. All of these things are logged in. Item description. So everything is actually logged in. What is the kind of item, expensive, non-expensive, perceived value is also recorded in certain cases. So lost and found is an area where a guest has forgotten something, misplaced something, and it is found by the hotel. The first thing which you try and do is try and get it back to the guest. Front office calling it, sales and marketing calling it, and there's constant follow-up. The items are kept stored and locked up in a lost and found room and recorded on register. When returned, also it is recorded. Signature is taken. If it is couriered, then the signature is taken. Who's given the authority for the courier of the item to be sent across, all those aspects are recorded. So that tomorrow the guest should not come and say, "Oh, I lost this, you told me it was found. I didn't receive it by courier." So everything has to be recorded. Who told you to send it by courier? So it's a very important aspect of hotel operations. First aid. A first aid kit is an essential aspect of every hotel. Guest slip, fall, first aid is required. Guest complain of headaches, fever, first aid is required. You have to have a doctor on call, so connections with doctors are required, so a doctor is available. You have to have connections with ambulance services, because if there's something serious with the guest, you've got to take an ambulance and send the guest to hospital. That is required. You've got to have connections with the hospital so that the guest is taken care of in the hospital. That is required. That is the duty and responsibility of the executive housekeeper. A first aid kit is maintained in housekeeping and on every floor. For quick accessibility, especially when a guest slips and falls and there is a cut. So the first aid kits normally comprises of scissors, aspirin, bandages, antiseptic, crocin in Indian conditions, not aspirin. In Indian conditions, you'll probably store crocin, antiseptics, gloves, gauze. All these aspects. So guest falls, he scratched his knee, you need to clean it with antiseptic, you need to cover it up. Over and above that, first aid training is given to all staff. Now, the first aid training comprises of even giving emergency first aid situations. Guest has got you know, is drowned, or I mean, you need to get water out of the lungs. How you put him on his stomach, try to pump those water out. So those aspects are also covered in the first aid training. First aid training is a very important training. It should not be ignored. It is given to the entire staff of the hotel, but housekeeping is the one who is there everywhere in the hotel. So they're the first people to get it, and the first and held responsible for it, because they're everywhere. So it's very easy to get the first aid kit available to anyone who requires it, and in every, because there are pantries in every floor. Their pantry is close to most of the public areas also. So it becomes easier for them. Let's get to the next function, which is the floral arrangement, which is the florist which you have in the house. Now, there, flower arrangements is an art. It's an art form. So you have a florist in the house who does, you know, does the art of the flowers, gets all the material in, the flowers, the foliage, the twigs, etc. Achieves harmony with color, texture, thereby adding sheer life. It's a very good thing to enter a hotel and have fresh flower arrangements in front of you. You're on the reception's desk, you're talking to the receptionist, there's a flower smell, fresh flower smell coming to you. It makes you feel welcome. Gives you all the flowery natures. Makes you feel warm towards the hotel. It gives a huge welcome setting. And it adds decor to the space, it adds character to the space around it. It's very important in those aspects. So these are different ways of how you can decorate the lobby. Look at the ways the lobby is directed. Look at the colors it has. Look at the life it gives the lobby. It's not floors, walls, and wooden furniture, and one person standing in the corner of it. It gives the life fit to the lobby. Laundry services. We just went through the entire chapter on laundry services. Let's get into a definition. Laundry services can be defined as a place where the washing and finishing of clothes and other washable articles are carried out. Housekeeping laundry staff member is responsible for washing clothes, linen, and other washable textiles, depending on the need of the employer or the organization and the guest. Laundry is a very important aspect, like we discussed in the previous chapter. Laundry is everything. Cleanliness is everything. So laundry becomes everything. Guest avails of laundry services by either telephoning the housekeeping department and to come and collect it, or telephoning the front office, which indirectly tells the room attendant to collect it. Laundry bag is there in the room with a laundry list. Dirty laundry is placed in the bag with the list is filled out by the customer. When the laundry is taken to the laundry, it is processed, worked on, finished, and re-delivered back to the guest. And obviously, there's rate charges. It's not a free service. The rate is charged to the laundry list. So the laundry services items which are collected, normally it is guest laundry, it collected at a particular time in the morning, 8 or 9. Delivered back at the same day, 5 or 6. And it works 7 days a week. So that's, in a nutshell, laundry services. Now, coming to the main topic of this chapter today is training. Training is a very important tool. Training is a strategic element where you are getting everybody aligned to one place. Now, training happens in three or four manners. One you are doing is you are training the person who's joining new. There are methods of training them who are joining new. Then second is you are retraining people who are already working with you. So you are refreshing their knowledge. Third is you are learning new techniques from outside and training people on new techniques which you wish to adapt into your hotel environment. So these are the three aspects of training. So training also, does give the person perspective, refreshes the knowledge, the methods are refreshed. If they are doing shortcuts, the shortcuts are cut out. Equipment upkeep makes it easier, because you keep retraining the person how to keep the equipment upkeep. It gets into a habit of keeping the equipment upkeep. So housekeeping training ensures that your employee knows when, where, and how to use different cleaning methods and equipments to keep your facility in tip-top shape. Training also keeps employees from developing bad habits that might be making the problem worse, like taking shortcuts, for example. Oh, jugaad. They do jugaad, it's a bad habit, no? So if you keep training them, they will get into the habit of doing things right. You cover the basic training, start with strategy team, you do scheduling of training, concentration on soft skills are also given. Soft skills are a very important aspect in housekeeping, especially an average houseman or a room boy is not that well versed in different languages. They mainly come from the local area, so they speak mainly local languages plus a mix of Hindi and English. So, in the Indian environment, and they're not well versed with various languages in terms of not very well fluent in English. So, training of soft skills: how to deal with the customer, how to be polite with the customer. Good morning, good evening, good night, ma'am, good night, sir, is not the only way of dealing, being polite. There are other ways of being polite. To inform the customer of various aspects, where is the swimming pool, what time is it open, what time does it close. Guests will see your uniform and ask you a question. Doesn't care, you should know. You know, which are the restaurants you have in the hotel? I mean, yeah. Person should be able to answer, sir, these are the restaurants, this is what their speciality is, this is where it is. Other information you will get in the hotel directory, which is there and placed in your room. So these skill trainings are very important. It also gives them, what does training do to an employee? It improves an employee. It gives me the power, it gives me self-belief. When I keep getting trained, I keep getting belief that I can do more. And if I keep getting belief that I can do more, I'm automatically trying to upgrade myself. It gives me positive reinforcement. It gives me a look into a future which probably before I joined the organization, I didn't think I had. Now, these are some of the training methods which I use. I mean, these are on-the-job training methods where you're showing them what is done. You're showing them how it is done. And you're teaching them by look and see. You're making them feel how it is done. You're showing them, you're making them do that in front of you. How is it done? How are the standards? What are the standards? You're showing them physically each one of these aspects. Now let's get to new employees. That's the first training. First training is induction. Introduction to the company. What are your rules and regulations? What are your expectations from the employees? What is the expectation the employee should have from you? What is the techniques you're going to use? What are the skills which we are going to train you on? What skills are you going to learn? What is your growth path? Formalization with different departments. Formalization with the rules and regulations of the hotel. What are your do's and don'ts? The pop. Those, that is your first training. Purpose of training is what? You know, for the employee to start being able to do his job, to improve upon it with his techniques, which he already knows. You hired him because he knows some techniques. So you're taking those techniques and making him adapt to the standards which you have, to the rules and regulations which you have. With the equipments which you have, so cleaning skills which you want him to use, with cleaning skills which you want to teach him, use of equipments and products, how the different equipments and different products will be used in different scenarios, guest etiquette and interaction, how will you interact, how do you present yourself, guest. How do you present yourself? I mean, how do you look at all points of time? How do you expect to be, what your communication should be within the department, with external departments, everywhere? And the protocol, health and safety, fire. Very important aspects of the first training. Leadership training. A leader is always good communication. A leader is a person who inspires others to follow in the person's footsteps. Communication, cooperation are two aspects of leadership. Good communication does not mean only good communication with the customer. Good communication also means good communication with the people who are subordinate to you, the people who you report to, and the people who you communicate with in a normal environment in a hotel. So you may be communicating with the, as a room boy, you may be communicating with the bellboy, you may be communicating with the front desk. So good communication is there. Respect is always earned. It's earned by giving respect to the others. And good cooperation comes with the way two people respect each other's jobs. Leadership comes from inspiring people to go follow one direction, to go towards a goal. That goal is a very important goal. So following one's goal is an important aspect. So leadership comes from there. So training in good leadership is you have to inspire and pull employees. Positive direction and momentum. Everything has to be positive. You can't come to work and say, "Yeah, I'm doing the same job every day." It doesn't work that way. You will not be able to be a good leader if you do that. A good leader comes with enthusiasm, does the work, and aspires to learn from others and to teach others what he has learned. That makes a good leader. Good leader comes with assertion wherever necessary. Good leader comes from other leaders, who learns from other leaders. I come to work and the only apart from doing my own tasks which I am assigned, I want to learn from others. I make an effort to learn from others. I watch others, learn how they do things, and follow them, ask them questions. I want to make an effort to learn. That's how it makes me a good leader. Because that effort will make me a leader one day. Good leader comes from making decisions. Not only making decisions, even taking feedbacks. A feedback is a sense, in a nutshell, is everything. If somebody tells you, you know, you did not do this properly, and you take that as a bad thing, then you're never going to improve. Somebody tells you, did not do this properly. Taking that feedback and learning how to do it properly, and then doing it properly, will make you a good leader. And commanding and demanding respect you earn the respect. When you earn people's respect, you automatically command and demand respect, and you give respect too. Respect is always earned. Once you earn it, it's automatically commanded and demanded. And automatically, loyalty automatically comes with it. That formulates a good leader. And a good leader always reflects on himself. Always look within. Will always try and improve. Will always try and become a better himself every day. Thank you for your time today.